World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
That's right. And we're here today with Carlton Smalls and his wife, Charlotte Smalls. Good morning to both of you. I'm so glad you could both be here. I think Charlotte's here for moral support.
She took me under the table. She's a mass communication major.
She knows exactly how we do this around here.
Exactly.
For sure. Well, welcome to both of you. Today being World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and you being the lead social worker for South Carolina, this may be a subject that you deal with on a daily basis. Is that right? Or do you see, how often do you see elder abuse, and what do we need to be aware of?
Well, because I primarily deal with geriatrics in the senior setting, working for Agape Hospice.
Right.
I've been working with geriatrics for over 23 years. So I've seen them in different settings. I've seen them in assisted living setting. I've seen them in a nursing home setting. And with Agape Hospice, I also go out into their own private homes, and I've seen seniors. So when you've been working with people for that many years, and you have a caseload, you're seeing people, and you have to be aware of the different scenarios you might actually go into, no matter what setting it is, whether it's a facility or whether it's into their homes, and just recognize signs or symptoms of someone having burnout or
as a caregiver,
okay. Yes, okay. Because those things can actually lead to abuse, and you can help that person before you get to that particular point as a means of prevention.
Now, talking about abuse, it's not necessarily just physical abuse.
Okay.
There's others. Tell us the different kinds of abuse that can happen in the world of an elder that may be, unfortunately, in a situation with a caregiver that may be overworked.
Yes, like you said, it's just not physical abuse. Physical abuse is one of the most obvious signs of abuse because you see physical things, you see scars, you see bruises or marks that's left on a person, but you also have verbal abuse, psychological, emotional abuse, basically demeaning someone, calling them names, causing them to become anxious about their own safety. You also have sexual abuse, which is sexual abuse in elderly is something that, you know, we see. And it's unfortunate. It's related to physical abuse, but forcing someone to engage or even have a conversation against their consent of a sexual nature. But you also have exploitation of funds, misappropriation of funds.
Okay.
Happens a lot.
That happens a whole lot. Yeah. When mom and dad, when they become older and they need someone to help them with the books, balance a checking account, and just pay bills. Sometimes that's more subtle because, you know, accounts are withdrawn without the person's knowledge or consent. And so you have situations where someone becomes older and you have someone that comes in and there's an expectation of trust coming from a caregiver. And because of that expectation of trust, you entrust them to take over your affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people take advantage of an older person and they exploit their funds.
Oh.
So that's one thing. That's one abuse that's a little bit more subtle. But the other one is neglect. Neglect is not always a matter of what you actually do, but it's a matter of what you do not do. Provide care for someone, preparing their meals for them. There's an expectation of trust from a caregiver, whether it's a family member in the home setting or whether it's in a nursing home or assisted living, and you're not changing them. So you develop skin breakdown.
Aww.
Someone is left in their feces or urine and they're not cared for in a timely manner.
Mm.
And so neglect is a little bit different, but it is considered to be abuse because it is not a matter of what you are doing,
mm-hmm.
but it's a matter of what you fail to do for a person.
So how do you police this? If we believe that we know someone and we see some of these signs we've talked about, how do we start that conversation and who do we start that conversation with? Law enforcement, with your agency, walk us through some of this if we believe someone is being taken advantage of.
Well, they want us to take it very seriously. Government agencies want to take it seriously. Whenever we have a reasonable suspicion of abuse, they want us to go ahead and report it. You have governing bodies that are that basically they're required to provide, mechanisms of which you can report.
Okay.
If you're in a facility setting like a nursing home or assisted living, you're credentialed by an agency such as DHEC. That's the Department of Health and Environmental Control. And they not only certify you, but they license these facilities to operate. So they have guidelines of which you have to report. So anyone that sees abuse, anyone, you don't have to be a mandated reporter such as a social worker or a teacher or a doctor, but you can be, if you suspect abuse, you can go to someone in that facility. You also have Adult Protective Services that needs to be contacted. Obviously, if you see something that happens immediately where there's immediate harm or someone's in jeopardy, you want to report it to the authorities. As a matter of fact, DHEC requires you to do so.
Okay.
You would report it to law enforcement if someone has stolen something from someone in a facility. And a facility has guidelines that's mandated by DHEC as well. They have to report within 24 hours, and they also have to do what is called a thorough investigation within 5 days. You have to give reports, details, timelines, witnesses, statements, and you have to give a report about this particular incident. And the home setting is a little bit more complex, where you may have a neighbor, someone that would see something happening to someone, or someone moves into a house, an elderly person, and you know that person has no job, they have no funds, but all of a sudden they moved in with an elderly person, and hey, they're buying themselves a Chrysler 300. So there, or if you suspect something, you know, with a neighbor, you also have Adult Protective Services, a local number of a state agency that you can call that will come out and do an investigation to someone in the home setting.
I think this also lent, because a person, an elderly person, may not be able to reach out and help, but this is about caregivers hearing this message and maybe thinking,
good point,
I may be this person,
mm-hmm.
and maybe self-policing and saying, I need some help.
That's a very good question, because at Agape Hospice, we have bereavement coordinators and we also have support staff that offers counseling, because often I go into the home and I will see someone who has the potential to become exhausted, that they have the potential to become frustrated because they're taking care of someone who no longer can do for themselves, and their time is being consumed with caregiving, and they can't have what we call a normal life, but getting older is a part of normal life.
Sure,
not taking care of mom and dad just like they took care of us. And so when they become frustrated, sometimes you take care of, you take out your frustrations on the person that's closest to you.
Absolutely.
And so we have the means of counseling people through our bereavement coordinator, our support staff, to help people with their frustrations so they don't get anxious and angry at someone that they're taking care of, because they may not realize that they're actually on the brink of becoming an abuser. They know, but they may not stereotypically fall into that category, but they don't see the signs and symptoms of within themselves that they are becoming frustrated, and they actually may be looking into the mirror of someone that they don't necessarily want to see, or they may say, that's not me, that's someone else.
That's a hard process. You're losing your mom, you're losing your father, you have this all these emotions that get that you never had before.
It's
really scary.
Yeah, it is scary, because this is the person that took care of you. This is the person that's always been your superwoman, superman.
Yes.
This
is
the person that you looked up to that took care of you. And now you're reversing roles. And so this person is at the other spectrum of their life where they actually need you. And so the roles are reversed, and we don't prepare for these roles. And therefore, we become frustrated because, like, you know, I wasn't expected to do this. I was expected to have
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for this.
That's a good point, too, as well. Yeah. Wow. Well, it's an eye-opening thing that happens in our community. It's sometimes not top of mind, but I applaud you guys for
keeping it going.
Yeah, and appreciating for education and just letting us know that this does happen right here in our community and the signs to be aware of.
How can we call Agape Hospice if we may be a person that needs some help, or we know a neighbor or a family member that needs some help?
Oh, yeah. You can actually get in contact with us. Our local number here in the Rock Hill office is area code 803-329-4544. Or you can also go to agapehospice.com. And you can get in contact with our support staff. The person that is the leader of our support staff that directs the department is Bishop Ronnie Duncan. He's here local out of this office, but he is directs that department statewide. And anyone that, you know, suspects abuse, or anyone that's struggling that needs some counseling to help them deal and cope with taking care of mom or dad, we'll be there for them, because we don't ever want anyone to get to that particular point where they look in the mirror and they see themselves as, oh my goodness, this is me. This is not what I want to become.
Wow.
And so we'll be there for them to kind of help them through just the aging process and the things that It's normal, but it's not their normal. We see it every day. This is new. They have one mom. They have one dad. This is a brand new situation for them.
Wow, wealth of information.
Absolutely.
Holy smoke.
Carlton Smalls, it's really great to speak with you about Elder Abuse Awareness Day. It's for the whole world. We can at our aging population. This is becoming more and more prevalent as far as more people in our homes taking care of more moms and dads.
Yeah, and if anything, we're all going to become older too. So, you know.
So we can do what we can now to get ourselves set up, ready to go, and help those that are in need.
Thank you very much, Carlton.
Thank you. It's great to speak with you today.
We certainly appreciate it. All right.
19 minutes after 8 o'clock on WRHI.